Right now, it is time to bring in none other than Mike Causey. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So we got a fairly interesting morning of sports, but not nearly where we should be. But I do want to talk about the Major League season opener. I only saw the first three or four innings, and Cole looked pretty good for the Yankees, even though it's only the first game of the year. You know, he just looked like the Cole that the Yankees paid $5 billion for.
$5 billion?
Well, whatever. It's a lot of money. To me, it might as well be $5 billion as much as $500 million. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's a staggering amount of money. But I'm not saying he doesn't deserve it or anything. But I'm just saying, he should pitch this way because that's the way he was paid.
I don't think anybody's deserving of that much money to play a sport.
No, I think you're right. But still, once you're paid that money, you better deliver.
Yep. I mean, yeah, Yankee fans are out banging the drum today. They won the World Series already.
Well, one down, 59 to go.
Yeah, I got text messages last night. They're going to win the World Series. I said, yeah, you've said that for the last 19 years. You've been one time.
Yeah. You know, just remember this, the best teams, the Yankees and Seattle, I think it was Seattle, at their best years ended up winning 130 games in a year. So, you know, it's one out of 60, 59 to go.
Yeah, I didn't watch it. I went out and watched a local game last night. It has more interest right now to me, so watch these younger kids try to make something of themselves is a good thing to see, and how they improve is very, very good for them. And watch the Northwoods League on streaming, where, you know, people are just out enjoying playing baseball. I'll watch baseball in a couple of weeks when all the insanity calms down.
All right, speaking about insanity, Mike Tyson is going to be boxing in an exhibition match against Roy Jones Jr.
I was trying to figure that out yesterday. Did Mike Tyson lose a lot of weight?
He has.
Roy Jones, what was Roy Jones? Was he a middleweight or a light heavyweight?
A middleweight, but he was simply one of the, when he fought.
Oh, yeah, he was really, really good.
The best fighter, he was the best fighter out there when he fought, yeah.
But you don't fight heavyweights against middleweights. So either Mike Tyson lost a lot of weight or this is just a farce.
It's an 8-round exhibition match.
Like I said, he lost a lot of weight, or it's a farce, because Mike Tyson at a heavyweight will destroy Roy Jones if they're both talented enough to fight. Because, you know, just imagine getting hit in the head or the face or wherever with a 10-pound brick or a 50-pound cinder block. That's Mike Tyson and Roy Jones. Mm.
Well, it's an exhibition match. We'll see what the heck. Another foolish story for the day. Are you ready for this one now, Mike?
I'm afraid to hear it.
Fox is going to use virtual crowds for their MLB broadcasts.
Well, haven't they been doing that during preseason as well?
They tried it out a couple of times, but they're going to do it now for every game they
so
broadcast.
Stupid.
I know. You know, just take the, you know, stop it. They're playing baseball. There's nobody in the stadiums. There's not much you can do about it. Just broadcast the games. So, you're not going to have your camera pan the crowd. Big deal.
Like I said, anyway, the stadium's big enough where you could fit 10,000 people in it and there'd be no problem. They choose not to. Piping in sound effects is irrelevant, which is another reason why I'm not watching baseball either.
And this is another good reason for you. Major League Baseball and the Players Union agreed to expand the playoffs from 10 teams to, listen to this, 16
yeah.
teams.
Let's have everybody in the playoffs. Have a 30-team playoff. Let them play until Christmas. Have them play in the ice, the snow, whatever, you know. Let it go.
Isn't 16 teams half the Major League Baseball?
I believe it is.
Okay. Good luck with that one.
16 teams. That's real good.
Unbelievable. Take a sham season anyways of 60 games. And
make it even more meaningless.
Yeah, putting 16 teams out there.
Well, at least Yankee fans already have their written excuse in already if they don't win again this year.
What's
the
that?
Playoffs were too many teams. They shouldn't have had so many teams in there. So it's all a facade. It's all fake stuff. Who cares what happens?
All right, let's get on.
Let me tell you the shape of baseball. Remember Matt Harvey?
Yeah.
The Dark Knight? He was supposed to be the savior?
Yeah.
He's kicking around again. Guess where his latest team is going to be? He's probably going to be on.
The Mets.
The Kansas City Royals.
All right.
You know what Matt Harvey's ERA last year was?
7.
Yes, sir. Over 7. Yeah. You know what pitchers that, well, used to be, when pitchers had an ERA over 7, you know what their next job was?
Driving a garbage truck.
Stocking shelves in ShopRite.
And not the high shelves either.
No, because you probably can't lift your arm that high anymore.
All right.
That's the state of baseball today.
All right. Well, let us go right now into racing because we got a lot to talk about in the next 2 minutes, right?
Yeah, my pick yesterday was about as good as Matt Harvey, too. Wound up running fourth. Clement had two horses in the race, and one was to go and one wasn't. If you watch the race, they really didn't even try with this horse. They just got him some experience. So that'll be a bet back. We'll make some money on that horse. But Clement won the race yesterday, and we're coming back with him today because he is on fire up there. We're going to the seventh race today. It's a 5.5 furlong maiden special weight for New York breds. It's the dregs of racing at Saratoga, folks, but this is a good opportunity to make a few bucks. We're going to go to the 8-horse Snicket, another Clement-Rosario combination. They're winning at an ungodly combination up there right now, so you got to stay with it while the iron's hot. Snicket had two races at Belmont Park sprinting on the turf, ran second in both of those, had a little bit of trouble in both. But like I said, right now Rosario's riding in a different stratosphere up at Saratoga and expect this horse to get the job done. So for today, the seventh race, the number 8-horse Snicket is the play. Moving on to tomorrow's race, the grade one of the day at Saratoga is the grade one Vanderbilt. Only 5 horses line up in here, and usually I don't pick 5 horse races over the weekend, but I think there's a shot to make some money here. You got the overwhelming favorite's going to be the 4-horse Volatile with Steve Asmussen. This horse has won 4 out of 5 lifetime races. The last one at Churchill Downs, the $100,000 Aristides, won by 8 lengths in a 6-horse field. Got on front midway through and then just drew off. I think this horse is the class of the race. You're going to hear stuff about Whitmore and Forensic Fire, who won for Kelly Breen last time after coming out of the drug-induced coma put on the horse by Jason Service. Whitmore's getting a little long in the tooth, although he did win a race back in April. And like I said, that was April. So I like the 4 on top, and I'm going right to the rail here with a 20-1 morning line shot. How this horse is 20-1, I don't know. The 1-horse, Lexingtonian. 2 out of the last 3 races, this horse ran very, very well, ran buyers to compete in this race. Both those times, this horse was 46-1 and 11-1, respectively. Gaff Leone's having a nice little meet so far up at Saratoga. He gets the mount here. This horse is an in-and-outer. In the one race that the horse ran bad at Oaklawn Park, the horse just didn't lift a hoof. Other than that, this horse has been very competitive. To try to make chicken soup out of chicken poop, as my friend used to say, we're going to go with the big favorite on top here, Volatile, and go with the 1, Lexingtonian, to try to make ourselves a nice little exacta. So the 4-1 is the play in the Vanderbilt tomorrow, which has a post of around 6:15 up at Saratoga tomorrow. So those are our races for today and tomorrow.
All right, Mr. Cossey, I want you to have good fun watching them.
Oh, I will. That's the only thing that keeps me going is watching the horse races because, as we said before, horses are the only athletes that don't complain.
They just whinny, that's all.
That's it. They have fun. They enjoy themselves.
All right. Well, speaking about enjoy yourselves, have a good weekend, and we'll check in with you Monday, see how the weekend picks went, and see how the first weekend of baseball also goes with virtual crowds.
Oh, I'm sure we'll have some storylines on Monday, for sure.
All right, Mike. Take care.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Take care, buddy. Mike Cossey at large with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.